Genesis is the book of beginnings. We get the book's name from the first word in the Hebrew text, which is beginnings. The Greek word that's translated beginnings is the word genesios, or Genesis. Everything begins in Genesis. The universe, the solar system, the earth's hydrosphere and atmosphere, life, humanity, marriage, evil, language, government, culture, God's people Israel. Even God's plan of salvation begins in Genesis. Every major Bible doctrine has its roots in this first book. The book of Genesis is truly the foundation on which the other 65 books of the Bible are erected. And that's why the enemies of God have tried so vigorously down through the centuries to attack the credibility of the book of Genesis. And yet to no avail. For the more we learn of verifiable science and of ancient history and of archaeology, the more confidence we gain in the Genesis account. Never forget, no less of an authority than our own Lord Jesus quoted Genesis. He attributed it to Moses. Jesus considered Genesis to be historically accurate and scientifically reliable. And if our Lord Jesus held to a literal interpretation of Genesis, then I suggest we should too. The Bible begins, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." It's amazing that the most ancient and explosive and far-reaching moment in the history of the universe here gets covered in one short, concise, sweeping statement. Isn't it amazing? Just 10 words. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Here are 10 words, though, as rich and as pregnant with meaning as any other 10 words that have ever been written. One verse answers all of life's big questions. The who, the what, the when, the where. Who are we? We're God's creation. What's our purpose? A creation is supposed to bring pleasure to its creator. When did it occur? In the beginning. And where are we going? Since God created us, we can assume that He has a plan for us. Henry Morris points out from this one verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that it refutes all of the world's false religions. Atheism, because the universe was created by God. Pantheism, for God is separate from what He created. Polytheism, for only one God created all things. Materialism, for matter had a beginning. Humanism, since it was God and not man who is the ultimate reality. And evolutionism, because God created all things. Again, verse 1 tells us, "In the beginning, God." Notice there's no date. Just "in the beginning." How old is the universe? 20 billion years? 10 billion years? 10,000 years? We can really only venture our theories. We don't really know. The only person present at the time was God. And He's chosen not to tell us. Apparently, it's not something we really need to know anyway. All we know is that when the curtain swings open and the light of revelation hits the stage for the first time, there is God. Before anything else existed, there was God. Genesis chapter 1 doesn't say, "In the beginning of God." It says, "In the beginning, God." The Bible tells us that God is eternal, that He had no beginning, and that He has no end. King David sings out in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 36, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." God has always been